can affect my cream. Gold and platinum plaque since I stepped on the scene. Now I mean, keep the scene, jacuzzi full of women. She hitting me and him, much love like Wimbledon. My screaming killer. I'm overseas in my villa. But mama suits nothing killer. Plain switch the plan, cop the Lexus land. See gutter, Rockefeller, 400s and better. Blue seas, push speeds with five in his eyes. Knock and knock, go cry by Mary Blige. I die for my back of steel. Chicken heads with sex appeal. Reveal sexual acts of
me is Brooklyn in the house.
Mafia shine, girls get your own. Catch up to time for wise.
And if you don't stop, then we won't stop. Continuous leader. Me is Brooklyn in the house. Up to them, but as bad as the world. So don't test me. Brooklyn in the house, without a doubt, is Brooklyn in the house, without a me, is Brooklyn in the house, without a doubt, I'm the rapper with clout, everybody yap about, check it out, guns I bust them, problems with my wife, don't discuss them, coupes and Lear jets, I lust them, fingerprints I dust them, recent address, what? Stuck you for your stash in your pissy mattress, your mom's an actress, didn't want to show me the safe, it's okay, she was on anyway, check it out. Check it out. This here goes out. All the niggas that be fucking mad bitches. And other niggas' cribs. Think your shit is sweet. Creep up on your ass. Check. I kick flows for ya. Kick down doors for ya. Even left all my motherfucking hoes for ya. Niggas think Frankie pussy whip. Nigga, picture that with the Kodak. It's the Matak. We don't get down like that. Lay my game down quite flat. Sweetness, where you park that? Petiteness, but that ass fat. She got a body, make a nigga wanna eat that. I'm fucking with you. The bitch official though, dick harder than a missile, yo. Try to hit it and she tripping, disappearing like Arsenio. Yo, the bitch push a double O with the five in front. Probably a conniving stunt. Y'all drive in front. I'ma peel with her, find a deal with her. She fuck around and steal, huh? Then we all get laced, televisions, Versace heaven. When I'm up in them, the shit she kick, all the shit's legit. She get dick from a player off the New York Knicks. Nigga trick with dick in lust, the shit was plush. She stressing me to fuck, like she was in the rush. We fucked in his bed, quite dangerous. I'm in his ass while he play against the Utah Jazz. My 112 CD blast, I was passed. She came twice, I came last, roll the grass. She giggled, saying I'm smoking on homegrown. Then I heard a moan, honey, I'm home. Yep, don't chrome for situations like this. I'm up in this broad, I know he don't like this. Now I'm like, bitch, you better talk to him before the fifth put a spark to him. Fuck around, shit, get dark to him. Put a part through him, lose a major part to him.
You were sleeping on me thinking it was slumber time. Now I'm a trending topic, let on my number sign. When the play? Meet me at the fumble line, cause I'm the ninja. Cowabunga time. Buzzing like a bee with no weapon stingily. Jing-a-ling-a-ling, I show him the middle finger ring. Ting-a-ling-a-ling. School bell a ring-a-ling. Stick shift the ding-a-ling. Boy like Yao Ming-a-ling. Excuse me, what happened? I'm flyer than a robin. I'm flyer than an eagle. You're done up and make a nubbin. And when I pop that pussy, I pop it on his Suzuki. I pop it so crazy kooky. I'm back in them Daisy Dookie. I'm shaking it for daddy. You want more, more, more. Got that Billy, got that caddy. And they all four, two. If I pull him by the collar, boy, he gonna holler. I be shaking it for daddy. He want more, more, more.
Books to read. For the mind with knowledge, gave us street smarts, shit you can't get in college. She's a reflection of me, so you know she the shit. If I'm a star, she a star. If I'm rich, she rich, that's
DJ Wonder, you heard?
With knowledge, gave us street smarts, shit you can't get in college. She's a reflection of me, so you know she the shit. If I'm a star, she a star. If I'm rich, she rich, that's my dog. I tell her stay, she won't go. I tell her go, she won't stay. That's my dog. You know a bitch don't usually mean nothing to me. That's right, but that's my dog. I go left, she go right. I go up, she go down. She couldn't listen that. She ain't around, so I'm grateful. Screaming, I hate you. She must got amnesia. Bitch, I made you. Now, nah, just think, that could've been you. Just think, that should've been you. Yeah, with me, I share the world with you. But you ain't vibing about it, so I ain't fucking with you.
Say, girl, come here, no, you know how.
girls, you got your nose up your ass, but you smelling your shit. But tonight you match your match, cause I be smelling my shit too. Now how you like that? You could've had this dude and anything you choose, and that girl you lose, cause I'm fucking with you.
Could've been you.
Shopping sprees, drop top hair blowing in the wind.
Could've been you.
Living lavish instead, it's your girlfriend.
When you're supposed to win and you lose, supposed to be sure, baby, you was confused. I had a thing for you, I had a rank for you. House, cars, kids, and a pet name for you, Pussycat told you I make it, you ain't believe. I guess cause coming up was hard, it was easy to leave. Now think about it, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Either way, sure that life goes on. When you're around, my smile's a grin, my thoughts are sin. You asking, can we try again? I ain't fucking with you.
Nah.
It's on, the club jumping. I'm trying to get my liquor in. You won't suck the dick again. I'm staring at your dicker friend. I guess I'm like Will Smith in pursuit of happiness. In my hood, we a hustle in pursuit of the same shit. Just think, that could have been you. Just think, that should have been you. With me, I share the world with you. But you ain't vibe with a rider, so I ain't fucking
say,
with you.
Say, girl, come here, no, you know how.
J45 is lip service, and I'm Angela Yee.
And this is your girl, Ophelia, just right.
She did her radio thing. This is your girl. Look, Sean Malcolm's on the mic. You know him as the editor-in-chief of King Magazine.
What up?
When's the next issue coming out?
April.
Okay, April. And...
No, I'm not going to tell you.
You don't even know what I was going to ask.
I know you, what you're going to ask.
Who's in it? Anybody confirmed thus far?
There's some things in there. Don't worry about it. We got it covered.
Okay.
I'm good. We're good.
You're good? You feel
yeah,
good?
Yeah, April, be sure to look out for it. It's going to be great. It's going to be crazy.
All right, all right. King all Magazine, right. All brand new. How's it going over there?
It's going all right.
Is Ophelia going to be in it?
Nah, but she did show up to my casting that I did, like, what was it?
And it was
a month ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she came to my cast and she was like one of the first ones. So, and she came all the way from D.C. So,
Indy.
Same difference. Whatever. The fact of the matter is, I mean, she was like very motivated to show up, and I like that. So I'm gonna keep her in mind for the summer issue.
That's right.
The summer issue.
That's
maybe
not.
Maybe you could do something with her and Charles Grant together.
Oh hell no! I lose all my readers, man.
Why would you lose your readers?
No, it's about me. I don't know. It's about Ophelia.
Yeah,
come on,
she wants to shine.
Yes, let Sean know that you want Ophelia in that summer issue.
Yeah, let me know.
That's right.
Oh, she's yeah. I'm sure. I can't see why not. So, we were talking earlier. You were in 50's video.
Yes, I get money.
Okay, I get money. So, did you guys keep in contact at all? Do you have his info?
Oh, Gene Unit. That's my family. They Kevin. A lot of them. They love O.
Okay.
That's family.
Because I know you have to sign a waiver to be with 50 and everything, like all kinds of confidentiality agreements and, no?
No, it wasn't all of that. It wasn't.
Oh, you had to sign. Oh, so you did. You were with 50. You just didn't have to sign anything.
No.
She said no, it wasn't all of that.
I didn't have to sign. I don't think it was like all that, but we had a nice time on the video, so everything was good.
Okay.
That's my smooth issue, but 50's my crush.
Okay, 50's your crush.
Mm-hmm. Did you let him know that?
He knows. He knows.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fun, knows. Friendly guy, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very intelligent.
Mm-hmm. Show you right. All right, so I was asking you, what are your ideal things that you look for in a man? All right, so we know you like big guys.
Mm-hmm.
We know you like dark-skinned guys.
Yes.
Now, how important is oral sex to you?
That is very important.
Okay.
That's part of a sexual activity that sets it all off.
Okay, so that has to happen before anything else?
No. No, a lot of foreplay. I like foreplay.
Okay.
I'm a very affectionate person. I like foreplay.
All right, she's affectionate. So you like kissing and everything?
Hugging. Yes, I like that type of stuff.
Okay. So then what would you say sexually, what's the most important thing to you?
The stroke. He just
rhythm.
Has to, rhythm. A guy has to, you know, understand what a woman likes.
What's your favorite position?
from the back.
Oh, doggy style. Very intimate. Yes. Not.
It's intimate to me.
Well, that's interesting because most guys' favorite position is doggy style. But I don't hear too often that it's a woman's favorite position.
You don't?
No. Styles, what's your favorite position? Doggy style too? You guys are gangster.
You like looking at walls or something? What the fuck?
There's all type of ways of doggy style. It's all type. I mean,
so break it down.
You know what it is? Because she be with them big dudes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they can't do missionary. Don't
yeah,
crush
they can't
her.
Get on
yes,
top of her.
Don't crush her.
They can too.
Break pelvic bones and all the other good stuff.
Yeah, I think doggy style might be her best option.
Exactly. That's the only thing that works.
There's all type of doggy styles. There's all type.
Break it down.
Just because you do it doggy style doesn't mean you have to like, you know, it's, you can lay down and then you can set up. It's all type of ways.
So you like for somebody like to do it from behind, but lay down on top of you and you're laid flat down.
It depends on the mood.
Okay.
A woman has different moods. Maybe mm-hmm. one day she wants to be wild. Maybe one day she wants to be romantic and sexy. It all depends on your mood.
And what kind of faces are you making when this is happening, when he can't look?
When he...
When you're looking at a wall.
You can't describe that.
I don't know.
The face?
Yeah. I know you practice your fuck me faces
before. I'm still being cute. I'm going to still be cute.
Her old face.
The fact that he's hitting it from the back, the side, I'm going to still stay cute.
How do you stay cute when you're having sex? You think about that for real?
No. I'm going to be honest. No.
Can you squirt?
You know what? Some women lie and say they can, but no. No.
Don't worry. I've never squirted
no,
either.
No.
Would you like to?
No. I think I'm good.
It seems messy.
Pretty good, yeah, I think I do a pretty good job. I don't want to do all that.
So percentage-wise, when you have sex, what percentage of the time would you say that you actually come?
It's only been like two people that has really done that.
Damn, really?
Yes.
Wow, I guess he didn't invent sex.
Wait, how many sexual partners have you had?
I haven't had a lot. You got to remember I was married for a long time.
And I assume your husband was able to make you come.
Yes.
I would hope, right.
Actually, I haven't met anybody yet that has been on his level. My husband, because we were together for so long. So this whole dating thing, I'm going to tell the truth, is pretty much bullshit.
Right.
But, you know.
Because you're always comparing?
Yes. Mm. I'm pretty much comparing.
Are you ready to be in like a real relationship again?
No, I'm not. Not anytime soon, no. I'm doing Ophelia right now.
Right, because you never really had an opportunity to do that.
Yes, so I'm doing me.
So you're playing the field.
I'm playing the field. I'm like a woman in a candy store.
A candy it's shop, like, should
yes.
I say.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, like and a, I understand a dark how chocolate man one. Feels.
No milk chocolate, boo, just dark.
No.
Dark and rugged.
I'll take that, though. I'll take that.
With nuts in it.
I like nuts.
You want a Snickers bar.
With almonds.
Now, what about you? Are you a giver in bed?
Yes. Okay. I think it should work both ways.
Okay. All right, so you actually, are you good at oral sex also?
I am, if I care for that person.
You're just not that good at it?
I'm not giving just anybody oral sex.
Okay. What about, are you licking assholes or anything?
I don't lick assholes.
So even if it was,
I don't think that's cool.
Even if Charles Grant was like...
No. No.
He looks like he'd be eating too.
No.
All right, so you don't lick assholes. You've never done it.
No. No.
No or no anal sex either? Do you do anal sex?
No.
So no asshole activity?
No.
No fingers in your butt?
That's not cool.
Guys have never tried to do that to you?
No.
We don't believe that.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Guys definitely try to put their finger in your butt. No one's ever put their...
No, no.
You're lying.
I'm going to be honest. I go months without having sex because I'm just not going to lay with anybody.
Okay.
But, you know, if I'm... chilling, you know, if I got a friend, but no. I think I'm not gonna lie, a lot of guys are timid by me. I come off very mean, so they don't
really?
Know what they can, I do. So okay. They honestly don't know what to put past me. They honestly don't know how to take me.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of guys are really like walking on eggshells when it comes to me.
Even
so
when they're having sex?
Yeah.
So when they're hitting it from behind doggy style, which you love, nobody slips in a thumb or something?
No, but in a recent, like in a
recent... They ain't doing it right.
A recent friend, recently, I think he's scared of him. I'm like, are you scared of me? Mm-hmm. He's not. He seems really scared. Like, I don't know if he knows how to take me.
Okay. So you mean, like, he's scared even while he's having sex with you? He's nervous?
I can tell he's nervous, yes.
That's crazy.
He's nervous.
You need to get him drunk or something.
We're going to have to do something because it's not working. And
I'm really
at the point where I'm like, on to the next one, because it's like,
well, I hope
something
he's listening.
Has to happen or it's,
Boo,
I'm
step
done.
Your shit up. Right? There's nothing worse than a guy who's scared in bed. He's supposed to be doing all kinds of things
Thank
to you.
Thank you. Do what you want to do.
Right. Just try.
But at the same time, you don't do that much anyway. You don't take it in the ass. You don't.
There's a lot more you can do besides taking
it in
the ass.
You don't give head to those that you don't really care for. What else?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't be having sex with somebody you didn't really care for.
But, exactly. I don't have a problem with, if it's somebody I care for, I don't have a problem with giving head.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's like, let's, you know, it's just, you can tell when someone's real scared and timid compared to someone who's free and you guys can do whatever.
Is it okay if a guy comes in your mouth?
Mm.
No.
Oh, man.
You could tell. She's a pretty chick.
I'm not telling you guys. That's my business. That is my business.
So, yes, that's okay. It's fine. Mm-hmm. That's where it's supposed to go. If she really likes you, I'm sure. All right. So, would you get married again, though, you think?
I do. I honestly, I want to honestly have another baby, and I do want to eventually get married again.
Okay, good. I can see that happening for you in your future. You seem like you'd be. Do you cook and everything?
I do. Not a lot.
Okay. Yeah, don't get it twisted. Yeah, not a lot.
Not a lot. But I cook a little. I cook for my kids. My daughter gets on me a lot about cooking, so I cook.
Sean, what do you think about her? Just Right, Ophelia?
Just Right is Just Right.
Just Right, right? Is that your type? I could see Wonder going out with. Wonder, have you ever dated a white guy?
No.
Every girl I date has never dated a white guy.
Exactly. She's perfect. He's too light for her.
And he's kind of frail for her.
Well, compared to the picture I saw, you're damn right.
All right, Charles Graham will eat you. Pause, okay?
No.
Would you date a white guy, though?
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Would he have to be big?
No. I mean, I like the Justin Timberlake. I like the Justin Timberlake and, you know.
What about my man Russ over here?
He's too tiny.
Sorry, Russ. He said from the waist up, he's tiny.
Wow.
From the waist down, you should see this guy's calves.
I really did not need to hear that.
Huge mongoose. What about a woman? Have you ever been with a woman? Don't lie. Don't lie because you didn't answer fast enough. So you have.
I have. Years ago, I have.
While you were married or before?
Before.
Okay. And was it like a relationship or just a little?
It was just something I was trying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And who was this person? Somebody you knew, a friend of yours?
She was a friend.
And is she a lesbian?
She goes both ways.
Okay. So
and
what happened?
They're friends, but I honestly prefer a man.
Okay. But it was cool for a little while.
Yes.
What made you decide to do that?
Curious. I was real curious, and I wanted to see, you know, everybody's curious. I don't know if a lot of people probably don't, you know.
Sean, are you curious?
Curious about what? You're not going to catch me out there. Curious about what?
All right, so
it's more of a woman thing.
So wait, are women better at oral sex than men are, would you
yes,
say?
Yes, I do agree.
Really? So why do you think that? What is it that guys need to learn? How to do better when it comes to that. Because everyone says that women are better at it. What do you
women
think?
Women are better at it. I'm assuming because they have, you know, private parts like.
I know, but couldn't we tell a guy the correct way to do it? Because I'm assuming a woman is better at giving a man a blowjob than another man. I don't know why. I'm just going to assume that.
I don't know. I mean, you can tell a guy what you want and probably coach him into it, but mm-hmm. it's going to take progress for them to learn.
He'll never know what it feels like to have a vagina.
Exactly. Okay. So that's weird that a woman does do it better.
Okay. And are you guys still friends after that?
Yeah,
or was it weird?
We're still friends.
So would you do it again?
No, right now I'm good. I take a man. Okay.
So have you ever used her to do like threesomes or anything else like that?
No.
Would you do it?
If I wanted to, I would, yeah.
I mean, you play in the field. Do whatever you want. You doing you.
I'm doing me.
So why don't somebody else do you and somebody else do you at the same time?
You know what? Honestly, I've been approached by so many lesbians, threesomes. I've had all that approach.
I think it's the hair.
It's the hair.
You know what? I'm thinking so too. But at the same time, I think now that I'm, if I was younger, yes, I probably would have did it. But now that I'm older, I think about a lot of stuff before I do it.
Okay.
So
fair enough.
Quite fair enough. 888-Shade45, it's lip service. Sean Malcolm is here, editor-in-chief of King Magazine, even though he ain't trying to give us no information.
Nah, man.
And Just Right, a.k.a. Ophelia from For the Love of Ray J. Season 2 is here with us.
That's no doubt. Hey. Yeah. Check it out.
Check it out.
Come on.
Question, trees in the VIP section. Hey, sipping on French connections. Dashing, decked in the latest fashions. Flashing, hey, this is how we get down with no question. Hey, this is how we get down with no question. Hey, this is how we get down with no question. Trees in the VIP section. Benson sipping on French connections. Dash, decked in the latest fashions. Flashing, niggas spending tax free cash. 10 G's dash. Some leaving the club scene smashed. Ha, ass in the bundles. Run with a sit tight. Clip the skin. Get shit, so your shit's tight. When I'm off, shit is worldwide like .com. Know the rock's warm. Get up in that ass like thong, strong arm in the place at alarm and race. Got a flip and it's all it takes for me to flip on slip. Try to front on and get your front chip. Run the chicks home and plus rips. Get the duck sick. Let it be known we got a song that don't quit. Let it be known we got a song that don't. Let it be known we got a song that don't. Let it be known we got a. Let it be known we got a. Let it be known we got a song that don't quit. Let it be known we got a song that don't quit.
And every road to my crew blow. Like Tommy and Michelle and Nick B. And every show to my crew blow. Like the Apollo or BET. Everywhere to my crew go. Like Philly, New York, Texas.
No question. Run up in the chicken's midsection. Boo, I rock on from marathons to quick sessions. Menage a trois. Killing your whole crew with at least 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60,
use the mic to rule like a pharaoh. Dipped in my Nike apparel. Ha, you know we get down. Bad to the bone like marrow. Chicks, crack your womb. Trey gets played from the plaque. Grand's tomb. Lily's in here. Been here. Lyrics, they been here. Why did you go there? I swear. All in the tears. Things like that. You breaking your team up like a salary cap. And it don't stop. Till I get green like Shaq. 17 mil annual. Flammable. Come on.
Every hold of my crew, yo.
Hey.
Like Tasha, you better come play sick.
Baby.
baby. Nah, baby. Nah, baby.
DJ Wonder, that's what you've been doing.
Five is lip service. I'm Angela Yee. Who's here?
This is your girl Ophelia, just right.
Sean A. Malcolm, King Magazine editor in chief. Salute.
Yes, exciting, right?
Very exciting.
We're happy for you.
Thank you. And I'm happy for me too.
And just right, you're a good sport. Everybody said you're answering all the questions. We're having a good time. And you're single. So 888-SHAY-45 is a number. I just want to see if anybody has enough game to perhaps try to get with Miss Ophelia. You know, how do you feel about that? When's the last time you've been on a date?
I went on a date Friday. I went to the movies to see Shutter Island.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
It was okay. Leo, he played his part, but I didn't too much care for the movie.
Who'd you go on a date with?
A guy from home. We just went to the show.
Okay. Not that guy that's not good in bed. Or not good enough. Him?
Yeah.
Is he big and black?
He's dark, yeah.
Is he big?
He's a nice guy. He's not as big as Charles.
Is he attractive?
To me, he is.
But in general.
To everybody else, maybe not.
Is he an attractive fellow?
Yes, he's attractive to me.
Okay.
You need a white boy in your life.
No, I don't.
I'm going to get you a little white boy.
For real.
I don't want a white boy.
Good Lord. Do you, so that was, would you say that Charles Graham was like your last kind of serious relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And then he, all right, and y'all are still friends. It seems like you stay friends with people afterward.
I do. I actually make friends everywhere I go.
Okay. Yeah, because she says that about everybody. Oh, no, we're friends. No, we're friends. She's sneaky.
Yeah, and I have friends that I fuck too. I am sneaky.
Right. I'm going to admit that.
Okay, good. I'm glad you can admit that. Because there's some things that she won't tell us up here today because she don't want to get anybody in trouble. She's the kind of chick that...
You're the type of chick that Tiger needed.
Loyal.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You're the type of chick that Tiger Woods definitely needed.
Like, if a dude creeps with you, you got his back.
I do.
Like, the chick calls
you. If I have a problem with him, I go to him direct. I do honestly think about other people's feelings.
Like, a chick could call you up. All right, so what's up with you and my man? No, girl, it's not like that.
I would just be like, click up.
You would?
Yeah. I'm not about to explain anything to another grown woman. So.
That was like a cross between a click and a hiccup.
It's like, click up. I'm not telling you nothing.
Does that happen to you a lot? Like, you date somebody and
it happened once.
Okay.
And I just hung up the phone.
Damn. And she probably was mad as shit.
Because she couldn't get anything out of me.
Man, at what point as a woman do you say, all right, you know what? This is driving this girl crazy. I'm going to just tell, listen, your man's no good, okay? Yes, I was
fucking I'm not, him. Because that's on her to figure out if he's no good.
So would you want somebody to tell you if it was the shoe was on the other foot?
I've had my girlfriends tell me stuff. And I can be a DA because I'm going to get on it. I'm not going to just assume that my man's not going to, you know what I'm saying?
You're going to do some forensics testing and
yes.
everything.
Yes.
All right. So are you like the type of person that checks emails and phones at some point if you think or suspect something's going on?
If I feel like as if the trust is, you know, not there, yes. But I'm so indulged in my own life and myself. I don't have time for all that. I honestly tell a dude, I know I'm not your girl. We cool. We don't have to act like we're together. We're not going to play house. So it is what it is.
Okay.
Because that's how people get caught up.
So
somebody catches feelings and
yeah,
they
so just keep it real.
Yeah.
I know it's not like that, so we're just gonna it is what it is with us, so
all right, let's
die.
And it's always guys that wanna keep lying. Oh,
it is
this
true.
Or that, and I'm like,
but what if a guy
lie.
Lies to you and tells you he's single, he doesn't have a girlfriend, then his girlfriend calls you and he's been lying to you all this time too. You still wouldn't tell?
No. That's what happens. Some
because if a guy's honest with you and you
Beyonce
know the whole deal.
Called my phone and I was like
Beyonce.
Fiance. Exactly. Oh. It's the same here. I was just like, fiance. Oh, I thought this man was single, but I didn't say that to her. I just hung up. I addressed him with the issue.
Right, right. You know, because I feel like in a situation like that, it's a guy's fault. Like, if he tells you the whole deal and you're still cool with it, then okay, yeah, I have his back. But if he doesn't tell you and you're caught off guard too, I'd be like,
exactly.
I'm sorry. I didn't know he had a girlfriend. He didn't, you know.
I addressed him with the issue because she didn't know.
Okay, let's talk to Will from North Carolina. What's up, Will?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. All right, well, I guess I'm calling. You know, I kind of got onto Cyrus Radio. My boy just put me onto it. So I'm kind of, like, new to this whole thing.
All right, before you go any further, Will, it's serious.
Okay,
go ahead. It's okay, you're new. It's okay.
It's okay, I'm sorry. But, I really don't never watch like too many of the reality shows, so I really don't know the young lady that's on the radio, but just listen to y'all conversation, they seem like a very interesting person.
I know you would like her, Will. You would like her.
Are you dark skinned?
Yes, I'm dark skinned.
Are you big?
I'm not small. Chocolate. I'm chocolate.
Okay.
Let me see. What else I can say?
You eat good pussy?
Say again?
You eat good pussy?
Yeah, so far, from what I've heard, I do a very good job.
Are you single?
Yeah, I'm single.
What do you do for a living?
I'm in the military.
Okay, perfect. He's not around much.
That's not a ball player, though. Like, I mean, do you play ball on the reg? Do you play ball on the regular? Like, on the side or something?
I did. I tore my ACL playing basketball.
See, he's an athlete. You good.
He's an athlete. He's athletic.
They don't all have to be athletes. I mean, honestly.
She likes the build of a football player.
I'm going to be honest. I could be out somewhere, and that's what will approach me.
Right.
It's not my fault.
I become one of these big black dudes again.
They approach me. I'm going to be honest.
I'm not all that big. I'm about, maybe 210, something like that. I guess your average build or whatnot, maybe a little bit. I've been considered to look like a football player. People look at me and be like, yo.
Oh, now he's
like
stretching it.
Player.
It's a stretch now. Well, don't lie to us, all right?
I mean, that's serious.
Lie to us on this Cyrus Radio right here.
I'm being honest as possible. Like you said, you look at me, more or less I say a high school football player because I have a young face.
Okay. Do you like to spoil a woman?
I mean, I feel like, yeah, of course. I'm going to take care of mine. I mean, I'm going to treat her like the queen she is. I mean, that's what I feel like I was raised. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. So what you do is you send us a picture of your penis. You ready for the email address? No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, really, that's some kind of personal.
We're just kidding, Will. We're just playing with you. We know you're new to serious. We're just kidding.
Okay. I mean.
What did you think? How was his game, Ophelia?
He seems like a cool dude.
Just cool.
I'm happy that he recognizes real.
Okay. You seem cool, Will.
I'm cool as possible.
Oh, you just messed it up now. Next.
Mumbles.
Steve from the A, what's good?
Yo, what's good, Andy? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Chilling, yo. Chilling.
Okay, go ahead. You can talk to Ophelia.
Yo, how you doing, mommy?
I am doing all right. How are you?
I'm chilling, y'all. I just looked you up on the website real quick. Yeah, you definitely popping, yo. You sexy like a motherfucker.
Thank you.
That's what's up. But, Andy, what's good with this lip service not going to be on Monday no more? What up with that?
Oh, we're trying to move some things around. You know, Monday's a rough night, so I'll let you guys know, but it's going to be on a different day.
That's kind of disturbing, yo. I can't live without lip service, baby.
Oh, well, you go ahead and write to your local serious representative. No, I don't even know how that works.
But, and do with King, yo. I'm so glad King Magazine is back, man.
Thank you,
yo.
Brother.
Yay!
Are you gonna tell them to put Just Right in there?
Yo, you need to put Just Right in there for real, for real, for real.
Man, don't be telling me what I need to do. No,
you
always
should see her thigh. You need to see her. Can you see her in there with her thigh high boots on and some little booty shorts?
When she came,
my shape for having to. They
look,
love.
All right, so when I did my casting, everybody came out or whatever. So the key was, I mean, you had to show up with a two piece, and she came through with a two piece. I got a shot. I saw what I needed to see.
Why didn't you ask Wanda to be on this panel?
I didn't know.
That's crazy.
Sorry, there was a panel?
There's no panel.
That's my expertise.
I just sit back.
These girls are going to show up in two pieces. You didn't call Wonder?
Nah, he was too busy working. He was doing the morning show.
Damn. He just cut out, believe me.
I think it's sick day, man.
This day's Wonder doesn't show up till like 11.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, my God. There's a B-Dot on the line. This can't be the B-Dot I know. What's up, B-Dot? Wow.
Yo, this is Bino. What's going on, Angela Yee?
What's your name?
It's Bino.
B-E-N-O. Oh,
Bino. Oh, Bino. Okay, okay. I thought there was another B dot. What's up, Bino?
Nah, yo, I've been trying to talk to you for a minute, Angela. Yo, I love the show in the morning. I got me. Wake up. Yo, but listen. This girl's got her shit all twisted right quick, and I need to let you know that a white boy can love you like no other. You know what I'm saying?
Is that right?
Not only that, but I know how to do work, girl.
And he has good credit, right? You have good credit?
You know what I'm driving right now? I got an 07 TL Type S right here with a leather heated seat. She could be sitting right next to me, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, we only do 2010 and above.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, a guy like me knows how to love, you know what I'm saying?
So, Bino, what makes a white guy better than a black guy? Like, honestly, we need to know. Because Ophelia's never been with
I need to know.
She's never been with a white guy. So yeah. I've always heard that white guys can eat the box better than a black guy. And Styles is agreeing.
I can kiss you just by talking to you, girl. You got no idea. Like, I'm some real. I'm a little white boy. I'm from the sticks and everything. You know what I'm...
Okay.
Something right here. I could love you.
Exactly.
I could love you every evening like you need it to be. I could be on you, bringing you breakfast in bed, girl. You got no idea.
Breakfast in bed? I never got that.
Yes, because I like to really be catered to. I'm a brat. I must admit.
That's all right. I like that. I need somebody to keep me in check. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
He needs a dominatrix.
Sounds like homeboy don't got a spine.
I'm still right here. I know you girls are all about it. I know how to eat box like a fucking champion,
all
right?
It's not all about eating box. It's important, though. You said it was important.
It is important, but I honestly need just someone to cater to me. I think, you know.
That's part of catering to you.
But
that's like.
Imagine breakfast in bed and you're eating.
It has to start off with, he knows how to take me out, treat me like a lady. You know.
Now, Bina, would you make her some French toast and eat her box while she's eating it? Now, that right there is a winner.
Or hit her from the back while she's eating it.
Courses above and below the seat.
I'm gonna be honest. When I'm eating, don't bother me. I like to anybody that follows me on Twitter. I like to eat. So you just sit next to me and be cool while I eat my food.
That's what she said.
That's what you say now, Bino. So would you go out with the white guy? Are we considering this guy? He said he'll cater to you, make you breakfast in bed. He eats box like a champ.
Oh no. But I do want to thank him, though, for acknowledging me. I don't want to get anybody right now.
Glad you turned him down, but you were right with everybody else.
It's all right, Angie. Do you know why? Because what's going to happen now, you're going to have lots of broads calling you and everything. Everyone's going to wonder where this white boy's at, what's going on. You know, everyone's going to be on my level. It's all right.
I know. I'm wondering.
I love the show, girl. All right. The show is on smash. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. And, you know, I'm single, so, you know. Okay, we'll talk later.
That guy knows a lot of... you realize that guy knows a lot of hip-hop slang.
Yeah, it's like...
He called a 50 a girl.
Girl, like a
show's
champ.
Show's on smash.
On smash.
All right, Mace from Virginia, what's good?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Hey, we're doing good, man.
Not the Mace
I'm beautiful as short got there.
It feels beautiful.
I always try to listen to you when I'm driving at night.
Oh, yeah? You said what?
I said I always try to listen to your show when I'm driving.
Oh, good. I appreciate that. That's a good time to listen.
Thank you.
FYI.
I like the show. Hey, I just wanted to express my concern about a girl over there, man.
Ophelia?
And she said she only had come like twice.
Well, no, two guys.
Two guys. Only two guys.
Oh, my God. You're missing a whole lot, girl.
Yeah, that is crazy. Only two guys have ever been able... Well, you've been in a... She was married for a while, though.
Yes, I was married for a while.
Okay, that kind of explains it. But anyway, hopefully you found somebody who can make you come a little bit more, you okay?
Can you make yourself
come?
You're
right.
Can you make yourself come, though?
I can make myself.
Will you do that during sex, like make yourself come?
No, I want.
Hey, Angie, you see, she shouldn't have to do that.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, she'll just miss out.
What is he there for? Yeah, he has to be there for a reason.
Okay, I'm just trying to help. Because some women, if a guy can't make them come, they'll make themselves come.
Okay. Look, man, she needs a guy who will make her come. And that's me right there.
You say it's not as easy as it sounds, though, because obviously for Ophelia, only two guys have been able to do it.
Do it.
Because she intimidates so many people.
And I don't know why.
I don't know.
I am not intimidated by nobody.
Yeah, he's not intimidated. And it's a turnoff, okay?
Challenge.
Remember that, guys. It is a turnoff.
It is. Mass from, doesn't know how to do, you know, that's intimidating and scary.
Mass from L.A.
Hey, what's up, Angela Yee?
Hi, what's up?
Nothing much. Y'all got to hook a brother up. I hear these clowns calling in, talking about, hey, hook me up. I tore my ACL and all this
stuff.
I'm just a regular brother, just trying to get married before my mama lose her damn mind.
Okay.
So, oh, wow.
You know, I'm trying to make something happen. Damn, you know?
Right. Okay, so what do you have to say to Ophelia?
What's up? Man, holler at your boy. Yeah, I ain't no ball player. I don't, you know, I ain't nothing extravagant. I'm just a regular brother.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I do all, any nigga can eat some ass, some pussy, and everything else. You know, mm-hmm. I got more to offer than just eating pussy, because you can go to the corner and get your pussy, eh?
Do you need a guy with money, Ophelia? Do you feel like you need a guy that's like
He has to be doing better than me.
Okay.
You know, I got money. You know, I don't like to throw it out there. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But you meet the wrong women when you put the money out there first.
That's true.
Okay, so you know, have a nice mansion that no one knows about.
No, I got a nice.
That always happens in the movies.
I got a nice 401k. You know what I mean? I got nice stock options
so
over time.
Okay. But that's just savings. That ain't going to do nothing right now. Yes, Sean,
you know,
Malcolm?
What? If you fall out on it now, you'd be looking like a dumbass when you're 6 to 9 and a half and you hungry.
That's
so.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, Sean?
Right. I'm sorry. I just want to shout out the Shake Weight commercials because that commercial, if anybody has seen it, it has proven what I've been saying for a minute for all these girls that's trying to lose, you know, trying to gain their upper arm strength or whatever. Basically, you got to, you know, stroke some dick in order for it.
Yeah, you saw that Shake Weight? That
like,
was on
that
the commercial
Shake Weight
behind
commercial.
Us.
If nobody has seen it, you please go home, no YouTube shake. It, Google yeah. it, whatever. When you see it, you'll understand. Basically,
Shake Weight.
You could save $20, get a dude, jerk his dick, and you're good with two hands. Just like that.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. I'm just saying. When I first saw that commercial, I was dying.
Is it weird if a guy uses the Shake Weight?
It's very weird. That's very questionable.
Meow.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you know what? Our show is ending, unfortunately. Yay. This is our last Monday night, and I just want to thank you, Ophelia, for being our final before the show moves Monday night guest.
I am happy, too.
And it's really nice to meet you in person. So far, I will say this. All the women from For the Love of Ray J have been pretty cool because we had Hot Wings on previously. Mm-hmm. And she was really, you know, very fun, good times. We're going to go to Hooters one day soon.
Holla.
Cool.
I go to Hooters to eat. I really do enjoy their wings.
The buffalo shrimp.
Yeah, I haven't had that, but the wings. I can't do the chicken tenders. Wonder, you like the wings at Hooters? We go sometimes.
I like everything at Hooters.
Exactly.
So sure.
I don't know about it. Their salads aren't that good, though. They're not that fresh.
No, they're not.
Yeah. What are you saying, Russ? The honey Thai wings? Russ definitely goes to Hooters.
He's by a regular.
He goes by himself. Wow. What?
That's our Vlad TV meeting.
Yeah, that's where they have the meetings for Vlad TV at Hooters, so that's nice. So, Ophelia, is there any last things that you need to say?
I just want to tell everybody to check out my website, www.simplyophelia.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can Twitter me at VH1, just right. And okay. Just look for your girl. I got some more stuff coming. It's under the table. I can't speak about it, but I love everybody. I'm one of the haters, lovers. I love you all.
All right. I'm going to get some more information out of her off the air. We're going to go have some shots. And I'm going to fill you guys in later, okay? Shade 45.
Tune in every Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, for more lip service. Only on Shade 45.
Get up, girl.
Spot, kick latch off, still rap white, that ash raw, that uncut, that sushi, I'm 2G, that's Gucci, I'm Boston.